Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Be Bold America. I'm your host, Jill Cody. And to my joy, Dr. Pettus Perry is back with us to discuss today's essential and significant topic, living a committed life. How are you doing, Pettus? We've missed you.
Jill, I am doing very, very, very well, and I'm so excited to talk about today's topic.
Pettus, we're having some audio trouble that Eliza is trying to fix right now. Also, just to let you know, our interview guest has not called in as she promised at 4:55, and Eliza's also trying to reach her, so we may be talking for a little while till we can connect with our guest, Lynn Twist. Eliza's going to try to reconnect with Pettus because of that audio problem. I was, you know, reviewing this past year's Be Bold America's podcast statistics, and I learned that 78% of our listeners are in the United States. That's to be expected, that the majority of our listeners would be in the United States. But I also learned that we are heard in countries such as Lithuania, Germany, United Arab Emirates, Brazil, Iran, France, and Algeria. It's totally amazing. I will also try to introduce our topic while we're getting Pettus on the line. And our program today is Living a Committed Life. How does one person make a difference in the world? People constantly seek to discover meaning in their lives, but as humans take on the challenges facing us in this decade and beyond, we're searching for it more than ever. A committed life demonstrates the power of dedication that goes beyond the self and teaches how to live a committed life that enables you to draw on resources and capacities for your most authentic self. In five parts, Lynn Twist, who the author of Living a Committed Life, says that to have commitments, you need to be engaged as an individual and in collective action and discover ways to connect and collaborate to make a difference. So I'm hoping we will be able to connect with Lynn soon, too. We've texted her and called, and she had confirmed, so we're a little bit flummoxed here while Lynn isn't on the line. But is Pettus on now? Oh, dear, this is lots of fun. This is so much fun. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Lynn, hoping that she will be calling in soon. She is a best-selling author of The Soul of Money and founder of the Soul of Money Institute. And her new book, as I've talked about, is called Living a Committed Life. She's a recognized global visionary committed to alleviating poverty. Her experience, her breadth and scope of work is vast, ranging from working with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, to working with Ethiopian refugee women, to fighting for the threatened rainforest in the Amazon. And she also has shared the stage with some of today's most influential thought leaders, including Oprah Winfrey, Marianne Williamson, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Stephen Covey, one of my favorites, Deepak Chopra, Jane Goodall, Jack Canfield, and many more. One of the quotes that she opened her book with, which I really liked, considering the name of this show is Be Bold America, she had a quote in the introduction by William Hutchinson Murray that says, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has a genius, power, and magic in it." And I could not agree more. You know, being bold, Be Bold America requires genius, power, and magic, because each one of us needs to make a difference. And do we have somebody?
Let's see if he's on.
Pettus, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
is this any better?
Thank you. And you come across very clearly. I'd like to update you in that we still don't have our guest online.
And are you kidding?
It's very concerning because the interview was confirmed just yesterday. Friday. It was confirmed on Friday. And I've already done the part that you would do, which was introducing the topic, and also I've done the part I was going to do of introducing her, but it may be for naught if she doesn't show up. But let's start again, and just wanted to say that I am so glad that you're with us for this show, and hoping that she'll call in soon or remember that she had an interview. So, Pettis, we've missed you. So what's been going on?
Well, I think you may be aware that lots of significant changes have happened in my life. I am no longer teaching full time, and I've decided to take another direction in consulting organizations. I'm an organizational effectiveness consultant.